The TV show on Discovery Plus is called Restaurant Recovery, and our guest right now is the host of that show, Todd Graves. Hey, Todd, what's up? Good morning, man.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it goes without saying, it's not just Albuquerque that's being hit with the restaurants, and especially the local folks that are, struggling right now and barely holding on. So this ought to be of interest to plenty of people that are listening as we speak. So what have you seen so far?
Well, I mean, just the restaurant industry has been decimated by the pandemic. I mean, just overnight, seating restrictions came about because of COVID-19, and these places just lost their customer base. But like Raising Cane's has done well because we have the drive through format, right? And so we've done fine. The pizza delivery people did fine, but these independent family owned restaurants that were primarily dining business. I mean, their business was just evaporated literally overnight, so I wanted to help them out.
Yeah. Now, I think a lot of people might assume on the outside once this started, well, we can get takeout and we can get DoorDash and all of that good stuff. But, man, that's a drop in the bucket compared to the earnings that those places normally have, right?
Right. Well, see, I mean, the restaurants I helped, I was able to help 10 just these legendary restaurants that had so much character and soul and important to their community, but they're primarily dining business. And so to pivot overnight to a takeout business and do it effectively is very hard, you know. So we were able to go in with my team, and I have the resources to literally make them to-go machines, right? We could bring in the technology, mobile ordering, curbside pickup, and using Swipe-Vice technology with that, updating their websites and or even creating websites and doing orders that way. Because if you're going to do takeout, you got to be really good at it. We set up queuing systems for people to actually come through the food line safely indoors versus waiting outside to get food there personally to go, and even help them with delivery vehicles and food trucks. It's anything to get that takeout business.
Yeah, but obviously that's going to take some capital just to get that going, and some of the places that are trying to might not have those resources, you know?
Yeah, and not only just in general, because, you know, these independent restaurants, they don't really make a lot of money. They can make an honest living, but there's not a lot of extra savings. But then when their sales are down through a pandemic, how can you do that yourself, right? When you're just trying to keep the doors open, it's not only just the resources, like you said, it's also the financial resource to be able to do that. They're just in a real bad position and deserve some help. Everybody out there listening, please go support your small business. They're the backbone of our economy.
Yeah, you know, I was just speaking earlier. My family has a ritual where on Saturday nights we will go out and get dinner somewhere. And now that we're allowed to do some indoor dining here in New Mexico, which is still not even close to capacity, we're still at what, 25%, I think, something like that. But the one thing I'm noticing with a lot of the restaurants that are open, and maybe you can shed some light on this, because a lot of people that have gone out and eaten during this have commented about the same thing. What are the reasons for the limited menus that the places are having right now? Because I've heard a billion theories on it. I'd love to know what the case really is.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest reason is right now labor, just getting employees, the restaurant business. I've been in this business for 25 years now, and it is at an all-time high. And so what's happening is everybody's reopening at once, right? All of a sudden, you know, New Mexico goes to, let's say, 25%. Well, then everybody's got to staff up 25%. And not only just 25%, you really got to staff up like 80% to do 25% of the business. It's not a profitable time, right? But everybody's hiring at once. And so there's just so many different jobs for people to go to and do it. So I think a lot of these restaurants are limiting their menu just so they don't have to have as many employees in the kitchen cooking different dishes.
Okay, yeah. Because I've heard there's also supply disruption. And I've also heard that a lot of places might be afraid to offer everything that's on their menu because they're unsure that if they're going to get closed again or not. Or is food going to get wasted? Because
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so all of that stuff is contributing.
Absolutely, and those are all factors.
Okay, so if you're an owner of, let's just call them a quote-unquote mom-and-pop restaurant here in Albuquerque, that's obviously hanging on by their fingernails, what kind of advice could you offer them just right off the, right, shooting from the hip here? What's something they could do that maybe they're not even thinking of that might be helping out the situation quite a bit?
Well, it's just like what we did to help these restaurants. You know, you have to become an effective takeout restaurant, and you can do that in a number of ways, right? And like I said, it's if you can get somebody to help you out with mobile ordering, curbside takeout, you don't even have to have the technologies with it. Let people know through social media, which is cheap, Let them know that that you're open and that you have effective takeout, and highlight those items in your business to do takeout. Also, too, is look, there's other ways you can do your own delivery if you let people know about it and go deliver your food to people. If you have any kind of outdoor dining space opportunities, do it. Do it immediately. You don't have to spend a lot of money. They know it's temporary. But you can actually seat people and get some of that income back you need. I mean, look, we helped a restaurant in Las Vegas, and we did outdoor dining in a parking garage. I mean, look, and I know that sounds crazy, but people immediately came because they wanted to support this restaurant, but they couldn't because there was only 25% capacity. So now we had tripled their capacity by adding an outdoor dining in a parking garage. Look, people are willing to go support their business and to do some concessions just to help these places stay open. But my biggest piece of advice is if you made it this long, you're going to make it through, because the pent-up demand for dining at restaurants is at an all-time high. So it's about to start picking up. You're about to have restrictions lifted, and you're going to make it, and you're going to be stronger than ever.
Yeah, and you mentioned outdoor dining. It was a really unfortunate timing that about the time it looked like COVID was really ticking back up and we got that third wave, it coincided perfectly with the coming of winter. So if you were able to eat outside, you're going to be eating outside in 30-degree weather. And most people aren't really, obviously, they aren't wanting to do that. But if you did manage to make it through that, then, you know, obviously, you're doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. The winter came on. And so, like a restaurant in Denver, the restaurant owner, it's my brother's bar. I mean, it's been a restaurant and bar in Denver longer than Colorado's even been a state. Okay. I mean, like, it started off with the Cowboys and the Miners going there. But, like, he did outdoor dining. He set up his parking lot, got permits, and did outdoor dining, but the winter was coming on. And so we had, you know, he was like, I don't know what to do now. And so we had to winterize it. We did these little heated igloos. We did tents. We did all these different things out in the parking lot. And that's what helped my brother's bar survive the winter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how did like DoorDash and Grubhub factor in? Is that a good partnership, or are you better off trying to deliver your own food?
Well, I mean, look, it's expensive. It's really expensive, and you know, and I think that's what they have to do for their business model. But if you take 30%, you know, off of what a deal is, most of these independent restaurants, they don't make money off that, right? Especially when there's not a lot of extra incremental sales out there to get. So that's why we helped out some with doing their own delivery vehicles to where they could do it themselves, where they could save that 30%, and then also really, really trying to get people to come to them to take out so they could get all that profitability.
Yeah, that makes sense. So we're speaking with Todd Graves right now, Restaurant Restoration. Now, one thing I noticed, you mentioned drive-up windows. And here in Albuquerque, throughout my travels in the last month or so, it, without fail, it doesn't matter if it's a McDonald's or if it's a Wendy's or if it's an Arby's, it doesn't matter. Drive-up lines, they're wrapped around the buildings, and it looks to me like that's where everybody's going these days. That's got to add more panic to you if you're a small restaurant owner than is anything else that's going on.
Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, like Raising Cane's drive-thrus are packed. Uh-huh. I mean, we are packed because it's a great format during this time. But that's going to level off. We're coming once the restrictions get lifted. There's so much pent-up demand for going to restaurants. I mean, like look in Texas, that's just wide open, and it's been wide open for a while. It's still 2-hour waits. I mean, and restaurant owners, and what the biggest struggle is right now is just getting employees and be able to service that volume. So like I said, hang in there if you're a restaurant owner. When your restrictions are lifted, you're going to be busy.
Yeah. Now on the show here, it looks like you've got some high-profile folks kind of helping you out. Look at this list here. Nelly, Snoop Dogg, Rob Schneider, Archie Manning, Shaquille O'Neal, for God's sakes. What are those guys doing?
And isn't that crazy? Look, these are all my friends and that I've met along my chicken finger journey. Kind of crazy, but from when I was young out of college all the way to recently, and they're just, I know these people in a different way. They're all family people, and they care about people, and so it was an easy ask and an immediate yes, and all of them came to lend their star power. And you talk about if these families, they're distraught, right? They've been through a lot, and you talk about lift some spirits when you have a Shaq or a Snoop, you know, drive up to your drive-in that we created in the back. I mean, like, it really, really lifted their spirit.
Yeah, I can imagine. And plus, that's got to be a drive-up restaurant owner's wet dream to see Snoop in your drive-up line, because after a couple of blunts, he's going to order the whole place, man, you know, so come on. So this show sounds like it's going to be really good. It sounds like it's going to obviously be of interest to several people that are owning businesses here around town, and that started last Thursday. So if you want to watch it, it's exclusively on Discovery Plus, and that's where you can find it. Right on top, we'll keep it up, man, and hopefully we can keep these places open, you know?
Absolutely, and we'll be open in Raising Cane's in your area here in about a year and a half. I'm actually looking for locations as we speak.
Cool. Well, sounds good, man. Sounds good.
Hey, remember us when it comes time to advertise there,
yes,
pal.
Yes, exactly, because we're a local business that's struggling.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. Hey, cool, Todd. Good talking to you.
Okay, good talking to you. Thanks so much.
See ya.